Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hi everyone, this is Warren Pilkington, former member of the High Voltage Sid Collection and general C64 music fan and aficionado. When I first heard that Jan Lund Thompson was planning his global quest for world domination with the C64 Takeaway podcast, I thought, what a great idea! Why hasn't somebody else thought of that before? Podcasting being the new buzzword around the internet, and someone else, sooner or later, had to take it on. And what a surprise we had with Jan's first show. Not only did we have plenty of Commodore 64 remixes, some from the RKOQ so you wouldn't even hear them yet, but we'd also had original Sid sounds. Now for a real diehard like me, that was an unexpected bonus. And so it carries on, and now we're 10 shows old, and there's plenty to celebrate. Lots of great remixes, and of course, not forgetting all those great original Sids. Take care, Jan, and enjoy the 10th show!
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 10. Yay, double digits! It's Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, and as usual, I'll be spreading the Commodore love all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark. Welcome to new listeners tuning in from Podcast 411. They had an interview with the Cool Shite on the Tube podcast, and they like us, so yay, we're happy about that. Thanks, guys. Also, on Retro Bits, episode 7, Earl Evans, who hosts that show, urged people to pop round here and listen to some Commodore 64 music, so welcome to you guys as well. On today's show, we've got, as I said, double digits. This is the 10th show anniversary. We've got Sids and remixes, and that's basically it. But why not? That's what it's all about. In the background, we've got Axel F. by the Mighty Bog. Well, it's not by the Mighty Bog, it's by Harold Faltermeyer, but Bog did a cover for it. Now, why am I playing this, seeing as it's clearly not an original Commodore 64 tune? Well, the story behind this is that it was the very first tune that I remember hearing on the Commodore 64. There were probably other games that had a bit of sound in them, but this was the first one that I heard that I just thought, whoa, is this sound chip in this computer capable of doing this? And to me, I didn't need the Harold Faltermeyer Axel F single, because to me and to loads of other people, this is Axel F. We'll be right back. Mighty Bog there, Axel F. You know, the Harold Faltermeyer estate or whatever it's called. It's probably gonna sue my ass off after this one, but oh well. Next up, we've got another set tune. This is from 1987. It's from the Ocean game Mutant. The track is Mutant. It's done by Fred Gray. Now, I remember buying an original copy of this game in a shop in Norway. I was there on vacation years after. Years after getting a hold of a pirated copy. But then I like Fred Gray's tune for the game so much that I thought, like, I need to have the original for this one. So here it is, Mutants.
Yeah, Chris Abbott here. Well done on your 10th podcast. Bit busy around here, so I can't stop. But keep serving those relaxing tunes and remember, keep watching the Sid.
Chris Abbott there, who submitted a bit of audio feedback as I requested people to do round show 9. Anywho, speaking of... No, let me just check my notes. No, I switched the order and on a few tracks here in the playlist, so I'm not going to talk about that. Now, what I am going to talk about now, though, is the next track. It's Rob Hubbard, Thalam Music, from the SAP 64 issue 26 Megatape. Now, this came out in June 1987, and for those of you that weren't around in those days, or that weren't around 8-bit computer magazines in those days, the SAP Megatape was basically, well, a tape with various previews from upcoming computer games and maybe some demos. And the special thing about the issue 26 sampler tape was that the B-side to it was a tune, the tune that I'm gonna play now. Unfortunately, I started buying SAP at issue 27, because when I discovered this magazine, issue 26 had already sold out in all the newsagents. So luckily, I had a friend with a dual cassette deck thing, so he hooked that one up and ran me a copy of the tune, which I then brought home, and I filled a 90-minute tape with this, and I listened to it every morning while my dad drove me off to a summer job. So he got a fair share of Commodore 64 remixing there, and he never complained. So thanks, Dad. Anyway, it's Thalam Music. It's an audio remix of the Sanction loading tune. Now, Rob used authentic Fairlight samples on this one, as heard on Jean-Michel Jarre's Zulok album. The piece was performed on a Yamaha CX5M, whatever that is, linked up to an Akai S900 sampler with a digital reverb and a Yamaha RX15 drum machine. And everything was recorded on a 4-track. So, let me just cue it up here. Here we go, on the old iPod that I'm using to bring you these shows. Here it is, Rob Hubbard, Thalam Music, June 1987. That was when it was published. I actually have no idea when this was recorded. But it's a great track. To anyone listening to this in the 1987, it was just like a revelation. Like, here's a tune I know, but it's played on different instruments. It's awesome. We'll be right back. Rob Hubbard there performing his own Thala music, the sanction loading tune. Next up, we've got a little clip, a little excerpt from a recent podcast called the Podcast 411. And basically, their premise is that they interview podcasters and talk to them about various things. And one of the questions that they get asked, actually the very first question that you get asked if you wind up being interviewed on Podcast 411 is, what is your first computer? What was your first computer? And everyone in this interview answered the Commodore 64, which I thought that was cool, because the other Podcast 411 interviews I've heard, everyone's been saying like, oh, I had a TRS-80 or an Apple II or whatever. So nice to see some people starting out on the Commodore 64 being featured on other podcasts. Anyway, another question they get asked. Oh dear, another question they get asked. There you go. Is what else do you listen to? And here they are talking about what they listen to.
Speaking of Commodore 64s, I love Commodore 64 Takeaway, which is the remix show done by Queb.org, who post up a bunch of old game tune remixes.
Has he done a thing on a spring yet?
Yeah, actually, I think he has.
Sweet.
He's done some Rob Hubbard stuff. You know, I love that part of my childhood, Robert, the Commodore 64 and all the old music I used to listen to on it. So, you know, I just reveal myself as an ultra geek here by saying, you know, yeah. I love that music and I love listening to remixes of that stuff on current technology. So C64 Takeaway is just brilliant for me.
Well, thanks, guys. We can't play you a thing on a spring yet. I've got it lined up for a later show. What I can play you, however, is something that something else by Rob Hubbard. It's from 1997. It's Monty 1997, very original name there. arranged by Chris Abbott and Rob Hubbard, and it's taken from the first Back in Time CD. Now, Rob Hubbard himself was very much involved in this rendition. He did the piano, the bass line, the pizzicato strings at the end of it, and loads of other funky stuff. So here it is, Monty 97. Rob Herbert and Chris Abbott there, 1997. Next up, we've got Kent Waltin, also known as Trace. This is the first of a series of the Way of the Exploding Fist mixes that he did. The very first one, this one, and oh, I like it, and I've successfully used it to win people over to discovering Commodore 64 remixes. So here it is. We'll be right back. coming up on the end of today's show and coming up on the end of Ken Valdean's Way of the Exploding Fist, we've got one more track to play for you. It's Chris Hulsbeck's Dance at Night original synth mix. The set was done in 1986 and it was basically a reworked version of the tune you're about to hear, so that one was obviously done even earlier than that. Before we go, the usual practical information. The show site is at www.slayradio.org/podcast, and where you can of course find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Feedback to podcast@slayradio.org, and don't forget to show your appreciation or on Podcast Alley. This, that just started in the background, is the very track I was talking about. Chris Hulsbeck, Dance at Night, original synth mix. I will see you guys next time. Take care, stay subscribed. Bye-bye.
Commodore 64. 8-bit. No shit.
Slay Radio.